How did you spend your free time in childhood? I remember how I did. I spent loads of time climbing trees and investigating what was living in mud puddles. I went fly fishing with my friends, raced bikes across dirt lots with my siblings, and went on what felt like epic hikes through Maryland's forests and meadows. I was outside all of the time. I just had to be home for dinner. But if you watch kids today, you'll know that most of our children are growing up in a polar opposite way. In fact, a Kaiser Foundation study conducted in 2010 found that children between the ages of 8 and 18 spent an average of 7 hours and 38 minutes with digital media each day. When the study took into account the use of more than one digital device at a time, say a smartphone, TV, and a video game, kids spent more than 10.5 hours a day with digital technologies. That's an astounding amount of non-outdoor time. And lots of researchers have taken notice. One of them is author and journalist Richard Louv. His 2005 book, Last Child in the Woods, coined the term nature deficit disorder. Nature deficit disorder is not recognized in medical manuals, but wasn't meant to be a medical diagnosis. Instead, the disorder refers to the cost of human beings, especially children, spending less time outdoors. These costs include myriad health and behavioral problems. More than just being a little sick or grumpy, Lou found that lots of medically recognized conditions have been linked to nature deficit disorder. These conditions include being overweight, vitamin D deficiencies, and even attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. Children living in urban locations like Baltimore City are especially at risk for nature deficit disorder. With little to no connection to the environment, these children sometimes show no interest in the natural world. They don't have the urge to spend all day outside, only to be at home in time for dinner, but instead spend all free time indoors on electronic devices. Those electronic devices we're all so fond of are one of the three causes for the disorder. The second is that parents are keeping children indoors in order to keep them safe from real or perceived danger. This potential overprotection keeps children indoors and on the computer rather than outdoors exploring. The third nature deficit disorder cause is the loss of natural surroundings near a child's home. Many parks have restricted access and have "do not walk off the trail" signs. Environmentalists and educators add to these restrictions, telling children, "Look, don't touch." While these adults are protecting the natural environment, Louv thinks it comes at the cost of our children's relationship with nature. But there's good news. Exposure to the natural world on a regular basis is effective in reducing the aforementioned issues. Indeed, Louv's continuing research has also revealed that kids who do play outside are less likely to get sick, to be stressed or become aggressive, and are more adaptable to life's unpredictable turns. And according to a University of Illinois study, interaction with nature has proven to reduce symptoms of ADD in children. Environmental education in schools, like what Irvine Nature Center does across the region, can also make a huge impact. Louv's studies in 2009 showed that students with an environmental-based curriculum tended to do better academically than their peers at traditional schools. Other peer-reviewed studies have shown that schools that used nature-based experiential education saw significant gains from students in social studies, science, language arts, and math. It's never too late to start, no matter how old you are. So get outside and reap all of nature's benefits. Just be home in time for dinner. You can learn more about getting outside by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.